This week's Torah portion is called Lech Lecha. Sarai, the matriarch, whose name later becomes Sarah or Sarah, was still unable to conceive. Sarai had an Egyptian slave named Hagar. So she suggests to her husband, the patriarch Abram, whose name later becomes Avraham or Abraham, to sleep with Hagar in order to have a child. Sarai believed that this method was the most efficient way for her to build a family. Abram agrees to the request. When Sarai discovers that Hagar is pregnant, she begins to mistreat her. So Hagar runs away. The angel of God locates her near a spring in the desert, right beside the road to Shur. He asks Hagar, slave of Sarai, where have you come from and where are you going? Hagar replies, I'm running away from my mistress, Sarai. Then the angel told her, go back to your mistress and submit to her. And he added, I will increase your descendants so much that they will be too numerous to count. And the angel then informs Hagar that she is pregnant and will give birth to a son whose name shall be Yishmael, literally meaning God hears, for God has heard of her affliction. Out of enormous gratitude, Hagar gives God the name El Roi, the God who sees. Interestingly, Hagar is the only person in the Torah, male or female, Jew or Gentile, who gives God a name. There are several lessons which can be gleaned from Hagar. Firstly, God is not some kind of inanimate object which on a good day might inspire you to do something productive. Secondly, God's role was not limited to simply creating the universe and then going into hibernation for all of eternity. Rather, God sees and God listens. We are taught in the book of Isaiah that each individual is engraved on the palm of God's hand. Ibn Ezra says that this means that God shall see you continuously. Ultimately, the Holy One plays a significant role in our daily lives, whether we realize it or not. And like Hagar's experience, sometimes the most meaningful relationships with God are fashioned in the midst of a major crisis in one's life. Finally, we all need to open up our eyes and ears and experience the presence of God in our lives. Your status or prominence is irrelevant to God. The story of Hagar illustrates that even the most seemingly insignificant people are important in the eyes of the Holy One. My friends, whatever your status in life might be, important or unimportant, religious or irreligious, righteous or sinner, start to have a relationship with the Holy One. God is looking for you. Are you looking for God? I'm Rabbi Shlomo Siegel. Please share these podcasts if you like them. They can be found on our Facebook page and on Twitter at KM Sheepshead Bay. We're also currently on Instagram. Our archives of past podcasts can also be found at kehilatmoshe.org. And thank you very much for listening to Siegel's Sentiments.